B. The Princes in the Bloody Tower. In June 1483, Richard, Duke of Gloucester, locked up his two nephews in the Tower of London. The young princes were only 9 and 12. They were last seen alive in September 1483. What happened to them? Maybe someone suffocated them with a pillow. Maybe someone stabbed them with a knife. We just do not know. But we do know that their bodies remained hidden for 191 years. In 1674, some workmen discovered a chest in the Bloody Tower. At first, they thought they'd found some treasure. Instead, they found the remains of two small boys. Who had killed them? There were two men who had a motive. When the boy's father died, a conflict broke out. The conflict was between his widow, the Queen, and his brother, Richard, Duke of Gloucester. The Duke arrested and executed the leaders of the Queen's family. Then he put the two princes in the tower. After that, he claimed the throne and became King Richard III. Another possible suspect is Henry VII. In 1485, he defeated Richard III in battle. Then he married the young prince's sister. In this way, he strengthened his claim to the throne. Did he then kill the princes? We don't even know if they were alive then. Nobody had seen them for 6 years. So, what is the conclusion? It was probably Richard III who was responsible for the death of the princes. A young man walks into the sheriff's office and says, "I want to become a deputy." "Good. I want you to catch this man," says the sheriff, and shows him a wanted poster. The poster reads, "Wanted, a man last seen wearing a brown paper hat, brown paper shirt, brown paper pants, and brown paper boots." "What's he wanted for?" asks the hopeful young man. "Rustling."